This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside the Go Texans store here at Reliance Stadium for this week's edition of Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith, and we have a great 30 minutes in store for you. The voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, will stop by. We'll check in with Chick Harris, the running backs coach, in this week's Coach's Corner, and we'll sit down and chat with defensive lineman Antonio Smith. But first up, let's check out the big win against the Titans in this week's Texans Rewind.
The Texans look to go where no Houston NFL team has gone before. Four straight wins to open a season.
Sunday's game saw the Texans in uncharted territory. For the first time in franchise history, the team was 3-0 and firing on all cylinders, ready to take on arch-rival Tennessee. Matt Schaub and the Texans' offense wasted little time lighting up the scoreboard in the first quarter by spreading the ball around and getting into the end zone twice in the first 15 minutes.
Schaub under center, back to throw, passes over the middle, hits Casey, gets some contact, but gets into the end zone as Matt Schaub takes the snap. Here's the gift to Foster, running left to the goal line. He's in! Touchdown, Houston!
The defense did its fair share of damage as well, keeping the Titans at bay and taking quarterback Jake Locker out of the game.
Locker puts the leg down, gets the snap, looking, and Quinn has him for a sack inside the 5-yard line. A big blast by Glover.
Tennessee managed to get back into the game with a touchdown in the second quarter, but early in the third, the Texan D would provide a spark that would launch a second-half blowout.
Hasselbeck, play action, Max Protect throws downfield, tipped and intercepted across the 50, 45, 40, Daniel Manning to his left, 35, the 30, the 25, he's got room, 20, 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown Texans!
Sometimes you're going to have games like that, you know, offense may not put as many points on the board as you want, but sometimes you get the opportunity to take the ball back, that's what we do. When I got my pick, you know, I could have been dead to rights, just continue. They teach you that, get the ball, hit the sideline, near sideline. But I was like, look, that score. And I wasn't down, so I'm going to keep running.
Tight end Owen Daniels caught his second touchdown of the year while leading all Houston receivers in receptions in the game and the season.
Daniels in motion to the left. Matt gets the snap. Matt looking, firing downfield to his left. Hits Daniels, 15, 10, left sideline. Breaks a tackle across the 5. He's in! Touchdown, Texans! 28 yards!
You know, Matt did a great job getting me the ball on that play and try to run a good route, get some separation, and saw a couple guys between me and the end zone, and
was determined
to get in there.
The knockout blow came in the fourth when Kareem Jackson picked off another pass and returned it for the score.
The 40 right sideline has room, the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Jackson, the second pick six of the game.
I felt good. I mean, and for us to get the win, you know, that's the ultimate goal for us. You know, that was just one play out of the game, man. Like, I was proud of it, but at the same time, we got that win as a team, and you know, we played as a team. You know, as one unit, we went out, we made some big time plays today.
When all was said and done, the Texans became 4-0 for the first time in the city's NFL history and have their sights set on Monday night in New Jersey. But Coach Kubiak isn't concerned about his team looking any further ahead.
I just think they're pretty mature, and I've told y'all it's a good group of guys. They're really hard on each other. They understand that they're winning football games because they're playing good. You know, they're not out there just winning because they're showing up, and we got good guys at this spot or that spot. They're playing well together. They're feeding off each other. They're playing very hard. You know, the best thing we've done as a team is we've protected the ball and taken it away, and those two things together win games in this league. So I think at the end of a month, we have 2 turnovers and 2 sacks. You know, that's as good as I've been around on the offensive side, and defensively we've been getting sacks and taking the ball away. So those things add up to some positive things happening for your team.
And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, I'm just going to let you go ahead and put your bow on this one.
Patty, that was a great effort. The defense played great, knocked the quarterback Jake Locker out of the game. You don't want to see people get hurt, but it was an aggressive play by Glover Quinn. And then you look at the defense in the second half. Things are kind of slogging along, and the offense not really getting going. But the defense got them going with the pick six by Daniel Manning, and the blocks were tremendous in that run back. Then late in the game, Kareem Jackson, much maligned in his rookie season 2 years ago, comes up with a pick six, and everybody on the entire squad was so happy for him. The offense did their thing, Patty, but they didn't run it as well as they wanted. They didn't get to 100 yards. Gary Kubiak a little bit concerned about that. They threw the ball fine, but they want to put together a complete game, and they have yet to do that despite being 4-0.
4-0, boy, to say that, and of course it's been a long time coming. It's never been able to be said, but, you know, for you, looking at what this team is doing and where they're going, I mean, how exciting is this to see all this kind of come to fruition?
Well, I have to pinch myself every day, Patty, and my wife wakes me up with smelling salts to make sure that I'm not actually dreaming. Yeah, the Texans are phenomenal, and to hear people say, National Football League, national experts saying, this is the best team in the NFL, it feels like a bizarro universe existence, but let me tell you something. The team deserves it. The defense has been on the rise. They're number one in the league right now. The offense is well balanced. They certainly look like the best team in the league, but they're about to go into the gauntlet here because the Jets, despite the fact that they got blown out last week, tough at home, they're bound to be on a Monday night matchup. And then the Green Bay Packers, then the Ravens. This is a really difficult stretch coming up. We're going to learn a lot more about this team.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those Jets. We talked earlier in the week on our show, the Wrap Show, about kind of a little bit of a train wreck and some difficulties they're going through. But, you know, not a team to be overlooked. They're tough up front. I mean, just what are the challenges you see for the Texans against the Jets?
Well, a lot of people look at that score of the San Francisco 49ers game, 34-0. Well, it was 10-0 late in the third quarter. Anybody's ball game. It should have been 7-3 at the half, but let's just put it this way. 10-0 late in the third, and then the Jets just kind of collapsed. A lot of people accused them of quitting. Rex Ryan said they got kind of tired. Look, they're not with Darrell Revis right now. He's out for the year. Santonio Holmes out for the year at wide receiver. So they're really hurting. But I look at this team. 2 years ago, they were 11-5. They still have eight starters, not even including Revis, back from that team. They should be better on the defensive side of the ball. Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, still there. Rex Ryan still there. Offensively is where they're really different, Patty. They're not throwing to the backs as much. LaDainian Tomlinson is not there. And now your best wide receiving threat, Holmes, is out. 2 years ago, it was Braylon Edwards. So they got to get their act together on offense. I still think on Monday night, they're going to put up a good fight.
You know, and you had mentioned getting some national attention, a couple other kind of awards or accolades passed out this week. J.J. Watt, AFC Player of the Month, and Madden put the offensive line as the protectors of the week. Pretty impressive.
It's funny with the offensive line, and obviously only giving up three sacks is a big deal, but you know why? Because they have leads, and that's a huge factor in this thing because they don't have to throw it a lot, and give the offensive line credit as well for running the ball well enough. As far as J.J. Watt, what can you say? The guy's tremendous. Gary Kubiak was saying there are other people on this defense also who are making an imprint, but Watt is definitely putting up some eye-popping numbers with the sacks leading the National Football League.
Did you catch your little play on words as far as J.J. Watt? What can you say? Did you hear yourself
say
that?
Yeah, I know. That's
impressive.
Been say Watt. What can you say? He's got about 12 nicknames, but he deserves them all. It's great.
All right, great stuff. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Patty.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now in this week's Coach's Corner, running backs coach Chick Harris. And, you know, a lot of talk about Arian Foster this week. You know, people just start talking about the amount of carries he's getting, things like that. What is your take on it, and how do you kind of approach handling those types of situations?
Well, we try to look at how well they're going at the time, and we try to make sure that our players are nice and fresh. And what we've been doing is going back and forth with Ben and Arian. And, you know, it's worked out for the most part. I would like to be more successful, and he would like to be more successful. And we're going to work on that this week and see what we can do.
You know, you've been a guy here from the beginning. You know, what talk about the success specifically this year, not only the running game, but of this team and how much you're being able to enjoy the fruits of the labors that were started 10 years ago.
Yes, it's been a long time, but I tell you what, Gary has put a staff together. Gary and Rick has put a staff together that's we've worked hard and diligently through this last 6 years, and it's started to come to fruition. And it's more to do. And our players are, I credit them because what they do is they know what the task at hand is, and they keep everything solid. They don't veer off of, you know, the focus of being a good football team and doing the work that it's going to take to win.
All right, well, let's talk about the work and what it's going to take Monday night against the New York Jets.
I think the New York Jets is a veteran defense. I think they are, you know, they've had some issues as far as injuries is concerned, but they are, their core defensive players, those linebackers, Harris and Scott, they are darn good players, okay, and solid veteran linebackers that they've, you know, they make it hard on you. Their defensive front is hard. And they can blitz and pressure you with multiple fronts. And it's going to be really important for us to make sure that we study and make sure that we know our assignments, because they can give you little different nuances of their defense, and it could cause problems. So what we have to do is go out there and be real sound, be alert, and take care of our responsibilities.
And hopefully walk away 5-0.
I pray that. You know, it's, that's something that I think about every day.
All right. Well, good luck to you on Monday night.
Thank you, Patty.
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You so much.
All
We've
right.
got to take a timeout. Don't go away. Much more to come. Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, Justin Forsett gets some playing time at the YMCA. We'll take you there when we come back.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. Now, before the preseason game against the 49ers back in August, the Houston Texans donated $200,000 to help fund the YMCA flag football program. Well, the event was kicked off this week, and it was done so with the help of Texans President Jamie Roots and Justin Forsett.
First, I want to introduce to you Mr. Justin Forsett, running back here at Houston, Texas. Come on over.
You want to have a race with me? Yeah. Who you going to race to?
Everybody ready?
Let me get my shoulders in here. Can I get in here right now? Starting up or we starting down? Two-hand touch, we just kicking it all, right?
Hold that ball.
Uh-oh, we got a loose ball.
Hold that ball.
Oh. You got him back here? That's a good tackle right there, man. Oh, yeah, that's my safety. Oh, that's my safety! That's my safety! There we go! There we go! Need some love! That's it! Oh, you Chad Johnson, you open all the time?
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, okay, okay. Let me give it to you, little Andre. All right, down, say hut. Hey. Oh, okay. Okay, were you open?
Yeah.
You was open? My bad, you forgive me. Oh, there we go. Now do your dance. Go ahead and do it. Let me see your dance. Let me see your dance. Oh, you're going the other way.
And joining me now, as promised, Antonio Smith. Welcome to the show once again.
Thank y'all for having me back on.
I know you like being on here. Let's obviously talk about happy, good things. 4-0, and you know, you've been with this team a couple years, never experienced this kind of success before. Of course, none of us have here in Houston. Just talk about how much fun you guys are having, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Man, I think the fun, you know, really just started last year, and it's just been growing and growing. You know, I think all of us are enjoying, you know, the time we're having. It's going to be a memorable year.
You know, think about kind of the path you've taken to get here. You've been to Super Bowl, but you know, then you've been to the Pro Bowl last year, and it's just kind of like you know, all the successes you've achieved, it just kind of seems to still you keep taking it up a notch and getting better and better.
And yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like. It feels like that things have just been climbing up and up and up. And I think that, you know, the icing on the cake for me would be just to win a Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah.
Get
well,
that trophy.
You've been there. How much, you know, does that sort of feed your, you know, desire to get back, having been there, knowing what it's like? And then do you see certain things maybe in this team that eye of the tiger or whatever that maybe you saw back then the first time?
Oh, since the moment I walked off that field that first time I was there, I was determined, and it was my dream to get back there again and win it. That's why I always say win the Super Bowl now instead of saying get to the Super Bowl, you know, because getting to the Super Bowl is worse than ever not even getting there, you know. Just the way we walked off, the way you walk off the field as a loser in the Super Bowl feels a lot worse than me never even seeing it. So, you know, winning it is all I'm going to speak. That's all I'm going to say. And I think that would be, like I said, the top off icing on the cake. It would be hard to figure out how to find something to fight for after that.
Yeah, something tells me you'll figure it out. A lot of national attention on you guys now. A lot of people saying you're the best team in the NFL. Is this your time? Is this your big stage to prove to everybody that what people are thinking is true?
It's always going to be the big stage, but I promise you it's going to be some naysayers even if we win this game, when we win this game. It's always going to be that. And, well, the Jets was this, and that. They still haven't proved nothing yet, you know, and it's going to be that way all the way to the end.
Any big ninja plans for Monday Night Football?
No big ninja plans for Monday Night Football. You know, you can't come out on another team's introduction, so the ninja mask might not be there. But I sure plan on getting some ninja celebrations. You know, I might have to, since they're gonna run the ball, I might have to do it on a run. You know, make a tackle and do the ninja sass. You know.
All right. Well, we will look forward to that. More on the ninja and with the ninja when we come back. Stay with us.
Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' October Whataburger Player of the Month. Brady James was nominated by Brian Cushing. Earl Mitchell was nominated by Antonio Smith. And Dwayne Brown was honored by the man he protects, Matt Schaub. Get online at HoustonTexans.com and make your choice. The winner and the player who nominated them will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month.
All right, once again, Antonio Smith hanging out here with me to play a little First and 10. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're always ready for this. This is your favorite thing
to
do. All right, first down. I know you're a Twitter guy. Mm-hmm. Do you follow Wade Phillips?
I have not been able to find Son of Bum yet on my Twitter. I just figured out, kind of been saying it for a while, but it just didn't click on me. But I'm going to do that today.
Okay, so that's a goal. And you know he's got like probably twice as many followers as you do.
I know. Everybody keeps telling me that he's like a bigger Twitter than any of us. I didn't know it at first, and Connor comes in every day with a Son of Bum quote off of Twitter. He loves Son of Bum.
He tell you how many people he follows back?
Nuh-uh.
None. Wade follows no one.
Wade follows no one?
No one.
No. That's such a Wade.
No, and he's so sweet, though, because I asked him, I said, why do you follow? He goes, well, I feel like if I pick one, I would have to follow everybody because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So he feels like he's got to follow everybody that follows him.
Yeah, okay.
So. Anyway, all right, second down. Here you are, an Oklahoma guy, Oklahoma boy. Mm-hmm. How do you become ninja master? Give us the from Oklahoma.
How do I become a ninja master from Oklahoma? Well, like I've said, you know, the ninja blood is an ancient, you know, ninja tribe in my bloodline that really made me tap into my ninjutsu style. You know, it came about, you know, about 3-4 years ago when I realized the true skills of my ninjutsu.
The true skills and the unlimited potential?
Yes, unlimited potential. You know, I started on the internet. You know, I started studying on the internet. I mastered that so easy that, you know, it's just been growing ever since.
Your teammates like this ninjiness?
They love the ninja.
Mm. You think they really do?
They love the ninja. It cracks them up. It cracks me up sometimes, too.
Yeah, it cracks us all up. All right, third down. Texans play the Ravens on your 31st birthday this month. Mm-hmm. Is that October 21st, I believe. The ideal birthday present for you there?
Ideal birthday present is obvious, you know, a win, but not just any win, like a total domination win, because, you know, I just got a lot of bad taste in my mouth about those Raven games, you know, and the way that they win sometimes. They wait to about the almost the end of the game where they done lucked up and got it under control, and they get to dancing and jumping around and celebrating. So, like, a thrashing, you know, would be a great birthday present.
Make it nice and sweet.
Yes.
All right, fourth down. If you could sack any quarterback in NFL history, going back to any of them, who would it be?
Any of them?
Any of them.
I would have to say, this might hurt if I say this.
Say it.
Steve Young, because I used to be a big Dallas fan growing up. Not anymore.
So Steve Young.
Steve Young.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you on Monday night, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on again.
All right, we've got to take one last time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we will wrap it up. Stay with us.
Wine and dine with the Texans players at the Taste of the Texans, presented by BP on Monday, November 5th. Fans can sample food from 25 of Houston's finest restaurants, with event proceeds benefiting the Houston Food Bank and the Methodist Hospital. Secure your tickets today at HoustonTexans.com.
And that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any part of it or just want to watch it again, just log on to HoustonTexans.com. Also, head on down here to Reliance Stadium. Check out the Go Texans store. All kinds of great stuff, the latest and greatest gear for you to wear to your Houston Texans games. Remember, it's a Monday night game, so Texans Wrap will not be on Monday. It will be on Tuesday. Check your local listings for that. Until then, have a great week, everyone.